Up there, sorrow and pain will I'll be reading from Psalms chapter 150. Psalms chapter 150. This is a psalm of praise to the Lord as we sing joyous songs tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty expanse. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with harp and lyre. Praise Him with timbrel and dancing. Praise Him with string instruments and pipe. Praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Our dear Father in heaven, we come to you at this time giving you praise for giving us song and singing. We praise you for giving us the ability to make a sound in our voices that we can praise you, that we can teach one another, that we can encourage those that are discouraged, and that we can sing more happy. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate that you've given us that ability. We realize that is unique among the creatures here, that you've given it to the children. Lord, we thank you for giving the ability to those women and men that have been able to write these songs and make them sound so good for us, put words to the music that we can enjoy, that we can learn quickly, and we can sing praises to you. Give you thanks for the things that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, for giving the ability to these ones that lead us from time to time, from the youngest to the oldest. We thank you that they have that ability and they can continue to do that throughout the days of their lives. Lord, we're thankful that this time is given to us to come together, to share a song, to worship you, to sing praises to you, to cheer each other, to express our faith to one another, that we all can hear what the other has to say and how they believe and how they feel. It's a wonderful time, and we thank you for it, Lord, and we praise you for it. We pray now that as our songs continue, that you will accept them as praise to you, our God and our Creator. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
There's within my heart a melody.
Keeps me singing. number 47 for a second. God is so good.
Thank you. 610-610-610. It's an awesome thing that we serve, and we're together with a risen Savior. And that's why I picked this one. And it's because He lives that we can too. Because He lives. God sent His Son.
They call Him Jesus.
Thank you. stepping into life. Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, laying in the paths of light.
Pressing for those
Him who is leading, when we are tempted to turn from the way, trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, our praises each day. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in the paths of light.
Trying to walk in the steps
of the Savior, upward
still upward
we'll follow our guide. When we shall see Him, the King in His beauty, happy, how happy our place at His side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light.
Ring it out.
374. We're apparently getting more bold with our song selections. Let's go ahead and stand for this song. It's been a while. There's a message doing glad for the sinful and the sad. Bring it out.
Jesus, can He live inside and out?
That he wrote Philippians and Colossians towards the end. And Philemon is a slave master in Colossae. And Paul is sending back Onesimus, a runaway slave, to Philemon and the brethren there. And Paul is pleading with Philemon to forgive Onesimus. I think running away as a slave was punishable by death in the Roman world. And so this is a pretty major crime. But there's a very personal touch to this letter. It is, with Timothy and Titus, it seems like one of those things where you expect him to turn around Titus or Timothy and pretty much immediately give it to the group of brethren he's with to have them read. But this is one of those things that has the most impact because it's a gentle kind of encouragement that needs to be taken privately. And Paul, I think, does a very good job of exemplifying what a peacemaker is in this letter. Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved brother and fellow worker, and to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church and your house. Well, I guess that shoots that down. Grace to you, and peace from our God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. And I pray that the fellowship of your faith may become effective through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you for Christ's sake. For I have come to have much joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. Therefore, though I have enough confidence in Christ to order you to do what is proper, yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, since I am such a person as Paul, the aged, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my imprisonment, who formerly was useless to you, but now is useful both to you and to me. I have sent him back to you in person, that is, sending my very heart, whom I wish to keep with me so that on your behalf he might minister to me in my imprisonment for the gospel. But without your consent, I did not want to do anything, so that your goodness would not be in effect by compulsion, but of your own free will. For perhaps he was for this reason separated from you for a while, that you would have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If then you regard me a partner, accept him as you would me. But if he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will repay it, not to mention to you that you owe to me even your own self as well. Yes, brother, let me benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, since I know that you will do even more than what I say. At the same time, also prepare me a lodging, for I hope that through your prayers I will be given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Soldiers of Christ, arise. Let's sing the first, fourth, and fifth verse. Soldiers of Christ,
arise and put your armor on. Strong in the strength with God's supplies. Strong in the strength with God's supplies through his beloved Son.
Hallelujah. Please turn to number 341 if you haven't already. That's the Song of Invitation, and it talks about the way of the cross leading home. Going home is a pretty simple concept. Think as you're a youngster, going home is something that's kind of boring. Can't we go somewhere else? As you get older, it's more and more comforting to be able to go home. And the end of most every day is just going home. It's a comforting thing. And it's things have gotten pretty bad with us when we can't go home here in this world. And something's keeping us from going home, a hospital stay, a rehabilitation center, something like that. Sometimes our work calls us away and we can't really go home. It's a meaningful thing to be able to go home, but of course, that's all here in this world, and home is also the figure for our eternal resting place. And going home, in that sense, going to heaven, is even more meaningful, and even more glorious, even more wonderful. Something we can all look forward to if we're in Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Truly, the way of the cross leads to our eternal home. And if there are any here this evening that have not availed themselves of the salvation that God extends to us, why not tonight? And if any have done that and allowed the tempter to sneak back in and grab them and tackle them and overcome you, and you have allowed a sin to separate you from God, you need to pray publicly about that or confess it publicly, why not tonight for making that right as well? The way of the cross leads home, and if you're subject to the call, we invite you to come now and sing while, or stand while we stand and sing.
I must needs go by the way of the cross.
I have a statement